We are on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Keman Kerabbi Kiva. The Mishnah said that the Einikol that was a Mamza was born, that an Akum Ve'eved was Bo'aleo. And the child, the Einikol, is a Mamza. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Keman Kerabbi Kiva, the Oma Yesh Mamza Mechai Ve'lavin. So the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara answers, "Afilu taima rabbonon ba'ovid kechavim ve'eved moide." Yosa Rabdimim, Rabbi Yitzchak Barabdimim, Shmarabeinu ovid kechavim ve'eved abo bas Yisrael avlad mamzer. Afilu not according to Rabbi Kiva. Let us see what Rashi says. Keman ke Rabbi Kiva, masnisen diktoni ovid kechavim. Ve'eved abobas Yisrael havlad mamzer, mishim rabbeinu rabbi. Ve'av al gav, d'shamin in the poligad, or bekive bepeire gam gamlil, dom ein dvom alolo amurim el, the divre bekive, v'lei loy svir aloy. Afelohi ve'eved kechavim, ve'eved moide, kedaoma ba'achilets, ve'eved kechavim leis ischatein, ve'eved leisiyye kedeshe. It's very interesting that Rashi Namzom Leis Ischatein, when the Am Mishnah is not speaking about that it was Davke L'Shem Chitun, even though the Loshon HaGemore the Loshon HaMishnah is like that, God. V'yoldei menu bas, v'holcha habas, v'niseis, La'eved oili oivet kechom. The Mishnah is speaking about Gerad that she did get married to him, but on Daf Samaches, we also had a Rashi, there Rashi says, Kusi, they were speaking about Ben Teshonim, that's Bo, Al, the Echad Ger, Amoinim, Ovi, Mitzvah, Domi, Kusi, Nosachal, Mamza, Shabol, Kenneth, Labib, Israelis, Poslon. And there Poshet is speaking about Abiyas Nus, and then Rashi again there mentions, Kusi Venosim Beloisis Chatimon, the Kusova Geire Aroyesain, and there's a Loisis Chatim, and that's Lochere Derech Snus, and that's Amaches, and the Baraisa. Kayin Godo Pa'omim Shepoisel. We hear in the Mishnah, if a Bas Kayin, the Yisrael will have a grandson, a Kohen Gadol, can passel. The Bas Yisrael, the Kohen, will have a grandson, a Kohen Gadol, so she'll be able to eat Truma because of him. Tana Rabono, Areini Kaporas Ben Biti Kuze Shamachileini Betrume, Veini Kaporas Ben Biti Kado Shepoislani Minatrume. Kuze kli koten kloima mamzer shehu garua. Kade kli choshev kloima kohen gadol. The exact tachereini kaporas maybe means she's moichel. She's moichel that even though the einikel is a kuze, but she's machaper on that. She looks away on that because she's machaleini trume. She's not mevater on the einikol who's a kohen gadol because he's poisel or minatrumen. Chodron aloch amon. Zok the Mishnah, ha'orul v'chol atmeim lo yoichlu betrume. Ha'orul v'chol atmeim, or anyone who's tummy lo yoichlu betrume, they're not permitted to eat trume. But, nisheim v'avdeim, yoichlu betrume. Nishem v'avdeim is yoichlu betrume. De kahanim, some emele nishem v'avdeim can eat out kinyin kaspoi. They are not permitted to eat because, as we'll have lemudim in the Gemara, that an oro is not permitted to eat trume. A tummy is not permitted to eat trume. What does Rashi say? Ha'oro koyin shemeisu ochiv mach masmila. L'chore Rashi means to say, afilu meisu ochiv mach masmila. That means, even though halachically He's not mechuyev to be mal himself. There's no mitzvah smila on him. So there'd be a mokim to say that if he's not mitzvah, mitzvah smila, so this is not considered an oral. An oral is only someone who's mitzvah lo malas atzmoy v'loy malas atzmoy, but he's not mitzvah. So she says, Alpha Pika, and he also has a shame oral, and we'll see more about riches and taisvis. Nishayim vavdeyim yoichlu, dohom yishum olus vatumalei nafki meklau kahanim, eladinu gufayim mechaschi takanta de mechusa tikun. But therefore, nishayim vavdeyim are permitted to eat. Petsua dake krushovcho, hein vavdeyim yoichlu. Here it's the other way around. If the koin is a p'tzua daka b'krushovcho, so they are permitted to eat, t'avodim are permitted to eat, nisheyim lo yoichlu. If they were, the nisheyim were nivel from the p'tzua daka, so they become posel for tume. What does Rashi say? Nisheyim shall p'tzua daka krushovcho lo yoichlu. The shavyua chalola b'biyosan, sherei nivalo le posolo. Because she's nival apostolo. We had once mentioned this Rashi. In this Rashi we see two chidushim. Chidush number one, that the psul of a psuadake is nivalol apostolo. That's the limud of baskoyin kisia leizo. That's nivalol apostolo. And we see from Rashi that a Ptzua Dake also falls into the category of Nivalola Posolo. And we have a problem over here. Ptzua Dake is not a Zor Etzlami Kora. He became a Ptzua Dake later. He can become a Ptzua Dake later. He wasn't a Dake born a Ptzua Dake. He can become a Ptzua Dake later. It's not a Zor Etzlami Kora. The Rashi is this Kashan Rashi. He says, just like we had Marzik Rishosai, is does not passel because it's not a Zoretz Lamikore, so who adin, a Psuadake shouldn't passel. The Rashi is Mitzade to say, perhaps Psulei Kol, you don't need Zoretz Lamikore. That is what the Rashi is Mitzade. And let us just see for 1 minute the bottom Taisvis Yishonim. The Taisa Shishan says, Psuadake, Nishem la Yechlu. Taime, Amai Poisla Bibiyosoi, Alav Zor Miikorahu. Vein Laime Mishem Dohukish la Mamza. So just like a Mamza passels, so who adin a Psuadake passels, then Hekish lak Lohiris Meichen of Psuadake. But not that a Psuadake is Hilchis Mamza. So Dachsach Mir, this Taisus Yeshonim is a Merdeke Raya to the Avnei Nezer we mentioned yesterday. Yesterday we had mentioned that Avnei Nezer asks Akashim why Rashi says that the Zachiev Keren B'choymish by Abbas Koyin LeYisrael that it's Trume. A baskoyin that has a bena Yisrael. Why is a baskoyin that's muberes me Yisrael? That she eats tume. So Rashi says she pays a keren b'chaymish. So the achreine meskan Rashi, the Mishnah says that a baskoyin shenises li Yisrael does not pay keren b'chaymish. So we mentioned that Avnei Nezer said that a baskoyin shenises li Yisrael does not pay Keren B'chaymish, she's not called Azor Mikora, because before she got married, she was a Kohenis. Now she got married, and by the parsha of Keren B'chaymish, it says Zor. And Azor is Azor Mikora. Masha Einken, he says, if she's Mu'beres, so you are done, that this is like a Gufacher. And when this guf came, she was a zor. What she was before, that's a guf acheres. But a guf molei, this is called, as soon as this guf molei came about, it was always a zor.
So lechayre, this is what the Tosfos Yeshanim is saying. A petzua dakas called Ashini Yaguf, the Nishtana Gufoy. So this Guf was always possible. Was always a Zohar. Was always possible. So that's called a Zohar Etzla Mikor. There's another Ha'ore that we see on this Rashi that Rashi says that the Shavua Chalolo, that the Psul is a Psul Chalolos. And that also they ask on Rashi, Ein Chalolos Elom Isure Kohune. This is not Isure Kohune. Rabbi Chanan brings down that we had a Taisvis Baftezvovomid base that also says what Rashi says. Let us just see 1 second. Taisvis and Baftezvovomid base, the Maschel Mala Almone, that Taisvis brings down Taisus wants to learn out from a Kal V'chaymer that Chayvei Lavin Ashoven Bekoil should be Mechalal on Isha. So Taisus says, it's like 2 lines before the Aleph of the Taisus Yeshonim, Taisus Maschamal Amone, the bottom Taisus. This is the second line from when the lines start getting wide. V'nire Leforish. The Mahai Kal V'chaymer, to learn out a Kal V'chaymer, Madoch, a Kohen Gadol, was a Mechalel al Amone, so who had, Sabadi Gibis, Alav HaShava Bekel, was Zicha Bi Mechalel, the Hai Kal V'chaymer, Le Metzini, Le Melev, Shetis Chalel, Dein Chilel, El Misuri Kune, Kedem Rine, Beperek HaSar Yuch, and there's a limbut that Ein Chilel, El Misuri Kune. And the Gemara says, "Mahay time the Yisrael abol achoisay zayna mashvelo chalol aloy mashvelo." So the Gemara says that chayve krisus will not make a chalol because ain chalol misurikune. Va'av al gavna taisu says the lekamon yalef the mischalel es bebias ger amoyni meyavi umitzri vaday mikusi chalul nosen the mamza av al gavdoi havi sekune. So taisu seems to learn here the psul is a psul chalole. Also mikra darish the pasuk says she becomes a chalole. So if the pasuk says she becomes a chalole, so she's a chalole. Aber mi kabo khaimer lekker le mail of the loch ye yat le khalala leima le yefin mi kabo khaimer that al kopon ne meister that there's a limud that you can't learn out that other psulim make a khalala because I don't have a klal ein khalalas elo me isure kone alas ye van of the posik aber kopon im taisvis aber khan bring sound this taisvis that taisvis holds like a rashi that the Nibbalol Apostle becomes a Chalola, and I noticed Rabbi Chonon Taka brings the Rai we had mentioned before, that the, and Av Samaches, the Baraisa said, Ben Tesh Shonim Ger Amoini Ma'ovi in Nosin Cholol. In this, when the Baraisa says, all those that pass Allah, so the Baraisa throws in Cholol also. Now, Cholol Zicha makes a Cholol. We have the Gemara and Dav Samach Tes. A Cholol doesn't passel as Bas Ishkoim. Kisi Elisha. A Cholol passels as Lo Yechalu. Makish Zar Eloi. And the Bereise makes one Kugel. A Cholol passels. A Mamza passels. A Geramaini passels. So we see that it would seem it's all one Psul. The Rabbi Chana brings a Shai. This will be a Shtikol Raya to Rashi. And to that Taisvis, Tavtas Vavam at Beis. Let us continue the Mishnah. V'im lo yedo'o mishenase p'tu'edaka k'rushofcho, re'elu yoichlo. But now the Mishnah is saying that what happens if a person married an Isha, and Kayin married an Isha, and they made Nisuin, and she's permitted to eat Rume, and he was not boil her after the Nisuin, if he wasn't boiled, so she's permitted to continue eating. That means this is ready a chiddush mishtameres l'bi yipsula, which we had a whole sugya before. Al kaponim, if she ate already alts nesue, so she can continue eating kolzman is not boilo. Veizel patsua dake, who falls into the category of a patsua dake, kol she nivtsu habeim shalev afilo achas mehem, ukrushov kol she nichras hagid, vim nishtayer mea tore afilo kechuta sairo kosher. But if the gid was not cut off, only the atora was cut off and is left over from the atora achuta sairo, so that does not fall into the category of a krushov. Let us see Rashi. Vim lo yedo leibo leachrekein vahoisa nesua leikoidem lechein vim nishtayer me atora shenichas me atora veilach kosher. The krisa was from the hascholas atora. So what was cut off? What was severed? Only the bosa. The gid wasn't cut. She'ein gid ela me'atora ve'ilach l'tzada guf. The gid is when the atora ends, towards the guf, then starts the gid. Atora shuras bosa makefes bebokim amila begoiva v'sheifeya v'yoyreid ad soifo. So if there was nishtayer, I feel like Yehuda Saira from the Atore that does not fall into the category of a Khrushchev. Let us see Taisa. So, Perish Bekuntres Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mila. So Rashi said we're speaking about a very Erlich Oro that was Mesu Ochiv Machmas Mila, and halachically he was not permitted to be mal himself. Afal Pikein is not permitted to eat truma. Bechein nire. Taisa says, I agree with Rash. Tloi domi la olo shaloi bizmana de mi boilom bigmor I have a olo. The Gemara later klaus a shayla daf ayin aleph omed aleph. The Gemara klaus a shayla if you have a tinnik that's koidem ches yomim, and there's no mitzvah smila as of yet, are you allowed to be soch this tinnik with the shemin shel trume? That means, an oral is also betrum, is also besiche shel trume also. So the Gemara klaus ha-shaile, but koidem, yeim ches, there's no mitzvah milanim, so it could be doesn't have a shame oral. Agavuche, there's a bakante vote from Briskirov, the Briskirov brings that Gemara. To verantwoord the Welt's kasha, the Welt asks a kasha, Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Tayag Mitzvahs Koidim Shenitnu, why wasn't he Mekayim Mitzvahs Mila? So the Briskerov says that the Mitzvah of Mila is to make an ois oral. You don't have a shame oral, cause man there's no Mitzvah of Mila. That means if he would be Mesed the Ola before the Tzivoy, he says he doesn't have a Teiris oral. We see that, and he brings this Gemara. The Gemara says that koidem ches yomim, tinnik doesn't have a shame oral. He's metzias an oral, but that doesn't, the shame oral is only said on a person who is a mitzvah lahoser esa orle, and he's not meiser, that is called an oral. But without a tzibui, he's not called an oral. So memela, so that's what the Briskerov says. So Avraham Avinu before a tzivi wouldn't have any mitzvah whatsoever. There's no mitzvah of hasorah. So all the kozman, there's no mitzvah of hasorah. So now Toisvis is being ma'orer akasha and Rashi is going to fend for the kasha. He says, now we'll appreciate the chiddush of Rashi. Rashi tells us a chiddush that meisu achiv machmas mila, even though he's not mitzuvin mitzvahs mila. Afal piken, he has a shame oral. So now, taisvis is ma'ira, so l'chayre, how does this stim with the Gemara further? The Gemara says, ola shalei bizmano. The Gemara is misupik if it has a Torah's oral or not. And what is the tzad that it shouldn't have a Torah's oral? Because since there's no mitzvah lomu lo yisoyis, it doesn't have a Torah's oral. So how could a meisu ochiv machmas mila have a Torah's oral? That's something Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos says, Doidomi la orlo shaloi bizmana de mi boi lom bigmore I have orla, da hosom ki yoitze boi loi havi ba mila bishamokim. That means any person this age, less than 8 days, there's no mitzvah of mila on them. So if there's no mitzvah of mila, so doesn't have a shame orlo. Avol achaches, but after ches, avol gav di yev shaloi lomu, he is not permitted to mal himself mimnei asakone, hava oro kivin shegiya asman, that means be'etzem, there's a mitzvah naptur. That means, if it's after 8 days, so kol she b'shem yischol yechune is mitzvah in a mitzvah of mile, no, he comes with a ptur. So it's a chiyav mile with a ptur. But so, the chiyav mile be'etzem which is chal, after Shmoinis Yomim, that gives them a dinor. Teida. So Tosfos says, I'll bring you a raya. That means, so Tosfos is Batsim is saying a chiddush. Tosfos is saying a chiddush that even though Bepoil, there's no chiv on him, lomo lasatzma, he could still have a shame or. So Tosfos says, Teida, I'll bring you a raya. Le poshit le bigmor. The Gemara clears a shaila by ola shaloi bezmano. If buta losach oisai b'shemen shel tumah. So the Gemara is a tzad that since there's no chiyev lomo elasatzmoi, so he doesn't have a shemol. Fine. Tractach Tosfos, and then there's another tzad. The Gemara is mesupik. The Gemara blives by a sofik. So Tosfos says, lechera, let's be poshit the sofik. Let's be poshit the sofik from a tumtum. Atumtum is not permitted to eat tumim. Atumtum is a sofik zocha, a sofik nekeve. And so at the tzad that he's a zocha, so he's a nolo. So memela, so that's not allowed to eat tumim. So why, so abu l'chayre, this tumtum, ba'asher u'shom, he can't be mal himself. After an operation, then you could be malim. But he's not mechuyev to make an operation. So lechayre, that is Tosfos chayre. So lechayre, if the Gemara klal d'shaila, if there's no mitzvah of mila, if one has a shame oral, and if will be medame, even though it's a zman mila, but peprotius, he has no mitzvah mila, so this is the same, like oral shaloi bezmano. So the Gemara should have been poishet the shaila from tumtum. That's an often a din that a tumtum has a shame oru legabi tume, even though a tumtum is not mechuyev to be mal himself. Now let's see in the Benik and Tosfos. So Tosfos is bringing this raya. Teidad loy poishet loy bigmore mi tumtum shein oichel betrume, a olo shaloy bizmane. The more clear the shaila And was impatient me tumtum. Even though a tumtum, there's no chiyah b'chlal on him, likroyah, to make an operation and then to be mal himself. And how do I know this? There's an often a gemore that a tumtum is not b'chuyah likroyah b'lomo. The comma, the gemore says, Zechorov, disnayu b'shas chile, B'shas achila v'lesnayu b'shas asiye. Mashkachas lo betumtum shenikra b'ini b'ini v'nimtza zocha, l'kerine b'i b'shas asiye moylai kol zocha v'zikra v'lasoyse l'machaye v'likroye v'lomo. The Gemara has later a problem. There's two psukim. There's one posik that says that milas schorov is ma'akev asiye sapesa. That means if a person is a zocher, that's an oral, he's not permitted to be makriv a korban pesach. Then there's another posik that says that milas schorav's makriv achilas ha-pesach. Two psukim. So the Gemara is amir de kikash. How is Shachaychet Timse that he had no problems on the Akrovus HaPesach, and when it comes to the Achille, he has now a problem that Milas Chorov is Ma'akev Achilles HaPesach. How is Shachaychet Timse that a Zohar was not Ma'akev the Asiye, it was Ma'akev the Achille? So the Gemara answers that the case is as follows, that Bishas HaKrovus HaPesach, he had a Zohar, there was a Tumtum, some Emele, so no problems whatsoever. The mitzvah is, Himaloi kol Zohar va'oz yikrav la'asoy. See, the mitzvah is, Himaloi kol Zohar. He wasn't mechuyiv to be maldas Tumtum. There's no chiyuv bechlal. Some of Maisa, so he's makav a korban Pesach, without any problems. After the Akrove, they were kereya this Tumtum. So now, Bishas Achille, he has a problem. Now he has a Zohar, that is an Oral. So that's what the Gemara says, that's the Pusik that says that Milas Zchorov is Ma'akab Achilles HaPesach, is speaking about a Tumtum who the Asiyas HaPesach wasn't Ma'akab because there's no Chiyim Likoye. It's Ma'akab the Achilles HaPesach. So you see, Klo, that there's no chiyuv bechlal likroyes atumtum. There's no din of him or loikel zocher. He's a lava mile. So you see klo, a tumtum who is a lav bar mile, a lav chiyuv mile, is not allowed to eat trume. No, so how do you understand this? So a koch, you have to say the yisod, what Taisus had said, that the shame oral is no shaykhis at all with the chiyuv proti to be mal himself. Even though a tumtum is no chiyuv al gufoy likroye v'lom alasatzme, al kaponim if he's a noro, because lemaise, he's already of the gil shonim that you mechuyiv b'mila, so pshat, so there's a din milanim, but his proti is like chiyuv is not chal, because he's a tumtum. So this does not make him Chisor. One raya. And another raya, Taisus brings, that an a tumtum does no chiyuv b'chal lo melasatzme. Per kama de chagiga, nami oma, sechulcho, lo hoitzi tumtum v'adroigene shapota min ariye, that a tumtum is pota min ariye, umuki log shebeyav mi bachutz, that we know klo, that this tumtum is a zocho, the afal pikein, he's part of Amriya, because that's felt in schulcha. So, the taste of Rosh is mavai a little better. Vim chayiv lekroye, if there would be a chayiv kriya, amai mifta, why is he part of Amriya? That means to let him be karei himself. After the chorus, nami yikemeni karei amol. He's chayv chorus. He's not mal himself. And there the Gemara seems to say he's potter. He has no problems. A tumtum is potter. So vayista he's permitted to remain a tumtum. There's no chiyuv bechlal likroye v'lom elasatzme. Ubirishalmi maisi raye mi masnisin. So Taisus the Baal brought one raya from Tumtum. From Tumtum you see that even though there's no chiyav lomo, sats meyaz Hashem oru. Umirishalmi maisi raimi masnis nachas taichamo, the mamtina loy lomo lamed yoim, the osa betrume. The Rishalmi klels ha-shayla, what happens if the tinek had fever and you have to wait? The Maratzchayis and Medayik, okay, well, Babli holds the Shira Zayin Yomim, the Shami holds Lamed Yom. Al Kaponim, you have to wait, he's sick now. So the Yerushalmi brings a raya from our Mishnah, the Osa Betrume. Now how can you bring a raya from our Mishnah? Unless you learn like Rashi. If you learn like Rashi, so it's Mamish the same thing. Our Mishnah is speaking about an oral that's also part of Lomulasatz. My bafa pikin is a shame oral. So who adin? No chas toichama. If he has fever. Mashmas nis nairi bo shmei socha machmas mila. Ubehedye machalik biyushalmi, bein or le shaloi bizmane, bein egi esmane lo, melo shakoni loi. Vakel dishtik teire, that Taisus had said, that or le shaloi bizmane, since there's no mitzvah smila as yet. So that, then he doesn't have a shame oru. Mashe ein kein, any more mishum sakone, since it's egi esmane mila, he has a shame oru. The Hosam Shitalay the old Shlebizman Loy Habiolis, the Ochel Betrume Bishashalon, the boy big Morablayev Shit. The whole difference between Yerushalmi and Babli is that Punfakel, the Yerushalmi old Svadova Porsche, that old Shlebizman doesn't have a shame oru. Bafal Pikain and David Yerushalmi is Machalik between Sakone and then the old Shalei Bizmano. Ba'agamore, it's a boy the lay ifshit. Let us see the first Taisvus Yishonim. Shinoishnor Koponim that the Rabbeinu Tam is Chaylik on Rashi. Let us just see the first Taisvus Yishonim. Oru v'chol atmeim layechol betume perish akuntres b'chama mekoimis oru shemeise ochiv machmas mila. The line near Din Kain, if it's Mesa Ocher Machmas Mila, Eini Mitzuva Lomoyloi, Peirish Lomo Asatzmai, Levisha Wonis, Vada Kamei Mila Shaloi Bizmano. So this is like Mila Shaloi Bizmano, like Mila, like Kaidem Ches Yomim, because the Gemara Boy Oral Cotton Maula Soichoim, Shemin Shal Truma, Ola Shaloi Bizmano Mekebis, Oloi Mekebis, Vav Maalei Poshit Bimas Nisan. Why weren't they poshit from the Mishnah, the Kivin, the Meirish Meisu Ochiv Machmas Mila, Im Keinenesu, the Kivin Shenenes, Ola Shaloi Bizmano. Why didn't the Gemara bring the Raya from our Mishnah according to Rashi? Lachem Perish Rabbeinu Tam, the Oru Lot Saloim Mishu Midlolis. So therefore Rabbeinu Tam went a different shot the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about his Mishu Midlolis. Vakelt, he could be mal, he doesn't want to be mal. That's called an Oru. But an Oru Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mila, that he's not permitted to be mal himself. There's no Chiv Milo, but that's not called an Oru. That's like Oru Shaloi Bismani. So we have here now the Machlokes HaRishonim, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, if an Oru Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mila, if he has a Teres Oru Lagabi Trum. Zog the Gemara, Tanya Omar Abelozo, Minayin Lo Oru Shein Oichul Betrum. How do we know that an Oru doesn't need Trum? Nema Toshe V'Soche BePesach. It says, Toshev v'socher lo yoichol boy. V'nemar toshev v'socher betrume. By trume it says, Rashi says, Toshev v'socher betrume, d'chsiv toshev koin v'socher lo yoichol koidish. So it says, Toshev v'socher by Pesach and by trume. So now we make a gzeirish of ma toshev v'socher omo b'Pesach orul osa boy. By Pesach, this Issa von Orlo Tidekoden Pesach, Kolor Olo Yechel Boy. Avtoyshe Vesoch Oma Betrum is Orl Osa Boy. And Orl is also Osa by Trum. Gzere Shove. Rabbi Kiva Oymer Einei Tzore. Rabbi Kiva says you don't have to bring a Gzere Shove. That you learn out Trume from Pesach. No, by Trum alone there's a Posik. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Ish Ish Mizera Arain Behu Tzorua Oizov L'Rabba Is Oru. So the Ish Ish is Marbe Oru. Ketome. The Ish Shashiyya Tzorua Zov. So the Ish is speaking about a Ish that is Tome. Is Ish Ish is Oru Ketome. Eitzel achilas truma, the Baha'i kro truma ksi, b'rsivo bo ha-shemesh, v'toye v'acha yoch men ha-kadoshim, ayni truma desagilei b'erev shemesh. Kadoshim means truma, and the first ish is marba fil la'or, so you have a klal oral kitome. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis. Ma Taisha besoche ha'omer bepesach. V'im toima, ba'oichel trume betumas atzmo. If we have a gzeirish shove, so we learn out trume from Pesach. So if a person eats trume betumas atzmo, neilev b'hai gzeirish shove delukis, he should get malkis. Because a person eats kochim betumas atzmo, there's malkis. Ulekaman amrin, deles ba'ale ese, b'sherechat echlenu, lezeh b'loy la'achem. That after Pesach Megdoshim, you can eat betumah, but Trumah, you can't eat betumah. But it's only an Isserese. By Meridach, Zerishov, Olay Nitna, Elolinim, Psul, Ha'odom, Ha'oichel. The Zerishov was only Nemro, what kind of people are not permitted to eat Pesach and Trumah. Kein Orl, Ba'oinon, Chiyotze, Boy. Avlinim psul gufo, but if the truma alone is possible, you're going to mesatzma, loy. He said, Hog Zereshav was only nimsa, toisha besocha lo yechel boy. So we're learning on who, which people are permitted or which people are not permitted to eat truma. But the dinim of the truma alone, that doesn't lie in this Zereshav. Aval koshe, dakati neilev, mi bikurim. But he says, aber lemais ist amazai schwer. Lochere, you should learn out from bikurim. You should learn out truma from bikurim. She yuko leher betumis atzma. She get malkis, if the trumis tome. Trieche, and because bikurim, we learn out from maise sheni. That is malchus of a person needs bikurim betumas atzmon, the bikurim are tome, and bikurim are called tumas yotra, that's called bikurim. So there's a hekish of truma to bikurim. So we should learn out truma from bikurim, that is malchus of a person needs truma betumas atzmon. Chieche di afinim bikurim mitruma mishim de truma kerino rachmona. So we do learn out one from the other. So we learn out truma from bikurim. So why isn't there malchus by ha'oichel truma betumas atzma? Ish ish l'rabbi se'or mehoche amrinam b'chol duchte rabbi kiva mar be'orol ketome. Is this this posik is speaking about trume? Ish ish ki yetzaru aizov, and it says betume that he does need kochim after harav shemesh. And rabbi kiva learns out from this posik that all over. Wherever a tome is nismayit, is who did an oral kitome. He says, the limud says, by truma, but Rabbi Kiva holds all over the such a din. So Tais is a merdike kashif, it's a din all over, so why do you need by kolben pesach? Kol oral a yoichel boy, if I know what tome is not permitted to eat a kolben pesach, so who had in an oral? Mikomo kemitzach lemicht of oral be pesach. The love that she behead you, be shum mokim, shuk your tome, have a bin lay me, she shava gab the milas schora vavodov me akvose be pesach. So, Taisvi says that, lemaise, we have a meyuta dike ish. So to say such a statement that oral kit tome, that's a mouthful. We wouldn't think of that. But since we see by Korban Pesach that kol ol yoichel boy that anorus also machilas Pesach, so therefore I see by Korban Pesach that oral has dinei tomei. So memele, so now I can say ishish or by truma oral kitome. And who didn't bechol atayre kula al seina oral kitome according to Rabbi Kiva. But if it wouldn't say kolor lo yechol boy, even though there's a din that milas schor of avodah is makvos milechol bepesach, that's a different din in ganzen. That's not a psul oral ketomei. That with the zocher is an oral is not exactly what oral ketomei. That's a different halacha. So So the combination of Ko'or Le'yechel Boy by Pesach, and now it says, Yishish, so now I know that Oru Ketomi. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So we hear here, Amachloikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Loza, how we know that an Oru is not permitted to eat Trumah. Omarma, Rabbi Lazar Oimer, Nemar Toishu Besoche Bepesach, Venemar Toishu Besoche Betrumah. Ma Toishu Besoche Omo Bepesach Orul Osoboy, after Toishu Besoche Omo Betrumah Orul Osoboy. Somebody says Mufne. You have to say that this Xerishov is Mufne. That the Toishu Besoche is Meyuta, the Ilav Mufne, if it's not Mufne, you call it Mifrach. Mala Pesach, Shkein Chayov and Olov, Mishum Pigul, Vinoiso, Vitomi. I have a Pilche. That means, how can you learn out that Trumah has the Chumris of Pesach? Pesach has more Chumris than Trumah has. There's Pigul, there's Noiso, Chechayev Koris, there's Tomei. If a Tomei eats a Korban Pesach, he's Chayev Koris. All these things you don't have by Trumah. So there are more Chumras by Pesach than by Trumah. So you can't be Medame Trumah to Korban Pesach and say, just like by Pesach, an Oru is not permitted to eat to who had been by Trumah. Trumah does not have the Chumras of Pesach. So if it's not Mufne, I have a Pircham de Gzeri Shove. So the Gemara says, Lo yei afnu ye mufte. The Oruch says, Lo yei loibini. No, afnu ye mufte. It's no problem. It's mufne. It's mufne, so memele, so you don't ask any kashas. So the Gemara asks, Hai mufne. Which toisha besoche is mufne? Either trume, if the toisha besoche by trume is mufte, mitzrach tzrichi. It's not mufne. You need it. The sanye toishav zekoni kinyanoilom. Toishav, the pasuk toishav esocha leyechel boy is speaking about that an eved ivri that belongs to a koyin is not permitted to eat truma. So the brayse explains toishav zekoni kinyanoilom. This is speaking about a nirza. Socher zekoni kinyanchoni. A socher is before Nirtza, the Teich Sheish, Zakoni Kinyin Shon. So both of them are not permitted to eat Trumah. So the Braise asks, V'yoymar Toishav al-Yoymar Soch. Let it say, Toishav. Ma'adach ha-Toishav at-Zakoni Kinyin Oilom, a-Nirtza is not permitted to eat Trumah. So the Kinyin of a-Nirtza is not strong enough to be machal b'Trumah. Bani oima koni kinyin oilom eina oichol koni kinyin shonim leikolshke. So it's a kalvuch oima. So it's miyuta. Ilukeina yisi oima toishim se koni kinyin shonim. So the Moses says, well, only say toishim, I would say fast mubalei to faste. Bavka kinyin shonim. Aber koni kinyin oilom oichol. Now that I have two psukim, shafa bishakoni kinyan oilom, ein oichel. So the toisha v'socher that is mentioned by Trumah is not miyuta. We need it to tell us that an eved ivri that's nirtza, an eved ivri that's not nirtza, is not permitted to eat Trumah. Rabbi Chana, in Kovit Shurim Chelik Beis, is Ma'ira, the Gemara says, let it say, Koni Kinyan Oilam, no, Avada Givis Kinyan Shonim. Someone says, no, if it only say Toishab, I would think that's Tafke Koni Kinyan Shonim, but Kinyan Oilam, I wouldn't know. That's why you need two psukim. So Rabbi Chana says, he doesn't understand. A nirza is not koni kinyan oilom, it shaits be evil. So let's be megashim dinin. So an eved ivri that's not a nirza goes out after 6 years. And let's speak about, let's say yoibul is in another 3 years, so he's gonna go out in 8 years. So the Gemara says, listen, if one that goes out after 6 years is not permitted to eat truma, maybe one that goes out in 8 years, 8 years will be permitted to eat truma. I mean, what's the chilek, 6 or 8 or 10 or 20 or 50? What's the chilek? I mean, it's a Kenyan's money. So what's the chilek? Why would I differentiate the need to psukim that a filakoni Kenyan oilam? So Abu Chanan says, no, napshat is that a nirza goes out after by yovel. It's not a Kenyan's money. It's fakert. It's a Kenyan oilam. That means a nirza is koni loilam. He's going to be an avid loilam. Avodi loilam. Now what happens when it comes yovel? So the yovel is mafkia the Kenyan. Yovel's afkata the malke. Napshat is that it's a Kenyan's money, and he's koni for a longer period of time. No, it's like he's koni loilam, and when yovel comes, it's mafkia his Kenyan. My yovel's mafkia his Kenyan. That's me being a merdik Ramban. The Ramban says, what will be the din if a person purchased a Hevet Ivri, a Nirza, a person had a Nirza, before the Churban of the Bais. And then the Bais became Chorev. Now, with the Churban of Bais, we came both all the Yavlis. So the Ramban says, what's going to be with this Nirza? He's there forever. He's there forever. If there's no Yavl, Napshad is, he was Koni, for a certain amount of time. He was Koni Loilom. Now, if Yavl would come, so Yavl will be Mafkia. If Yovel is not here, there's no Yovel, so finish. So he's Koni Loilam. So now we understand the Gemara very well. So the Gemara is, and the Lashna Gemara is very nice. That so for Kelt, this is a Kenyan's money. This is a Kenyan Oilami, a Kenyan Oilam with an Afkata de Malkir. So I would think that a Koni Kenyan Oilam does eat Tumit. It's a stronger, much stronger Kenyan. It's not only a... It's a longer Zman. It's a much stronger Kenyan. So that's why I need two psukim to tell us that they don't eat Tumim. So fine. So that's not Mufne. Ela de Pesach Mufne. The by Pesach it's Mufne. So the Gemara says, Hai toisha besoche de kosse brachmona be Pesach mainiyu. Now, the Toshav V'Sochel, it says Toshav V'Sochel by Pesach, Toshav V'Sochel lo yechel boy. He's not permitted to eat a korban Pesach. Mind you, so what is this Toshav V'Sochel speaking about? Inema Toshav V'Sochel mamish, if we'll say Toshav means a Eved Nirza, and Sochel means Astamazay an Eved, and the Pasuk is telling us that an Eved does not eat Trume. So the Gemara says, Mishim da'ava lei toyshe besoche iftalei mi Pesach. So the Gemara says, I don't understand Pshat. How can you understand the Pasuk? That toyshe besoche lo yoichel boy, that a nirza and Eved for shei shonim doesn't eat a korban Pesach. Now the Gemara asks him a psadredo. Va'kaimolon, Gabi Trume de Loyochel. We see by Trume an Eved doesn't eat. Almo Loikoni Le Rabe. That is no Kinyin Aguf. If he can eat by Trume, so there's no Kinyin Aguf. Isochinami Loikoni Le Rabe. So here also he can't be kind of the Rabbi wasn't kind of. So what is the Gemara asking? So this Pasuk cannot be coming to tell us this Pasuk cannot be coming to tell us halachis about an Eved Nirza or a Stam Eved because these halachis are not true. So it can't be talking about an Eved. So the Pasuk is miyuta. So we'll see in Taisvus, so it's very modern. So the Pasuk is saying a sheker. We'll see in Taisvus about that. I mean, Bar Koponim, that's the vial, what the Gemara is saying now. The Gemara is saying that this Pasuk is not, Legufay, it's not coming Legufay, because it can't tell us such a thing that an Eved is potter from a Korban Pesach. There's no Kinyan Guf, so it can't be potter from a Korban Pesach. So Koch is Miyuta. So it's Miyuta, now it's Mufna, so therefore we can learn out the Gzeirish of it. Let us see Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says, Shekein chayov over korban chatos. So the Gemara asked a pilchem on this gzeira shav. Shekein chayov no korban chatos im och le pigol le noiso e betumes aguf the kulu bekores the kochimu. So according to Gemara said, afnu ye mufne, it's mufne. Konikin yinoylam evedivri hanirtza bo akos v'lamdor. Even though it's koni kinyi noilom, shein gufoi koni lekoyin zeshi achilu betrume kiknani. There's no kinyi naguf like an eve knani. Kinyin shonim, stam eved she yoitze b'shei shonim. Ilu kein dloi nemer ala toisha, ve yisei me toisha b'ze koni kinyin shonim. B'shema achi yosa betrume, b'osa achi yisei evalim medal kocho. That Eved Ivri is not permitted to eat Trume is like Koni Rabbe. So that's a proof. He doesn't have a Kinyan Aguf in him. If he have a Kinyan Aguf, he'd be able to eat Trume. Like Koni Rabbe. So Taisi says, V'hod Amapere Kama Dikdushin Eved Ivri Gufoi Koni. Gmar says, Eved Ivri Yos Gufoi Koni. Hain Le'inin Shetzorich Get Shichur Ben Yoitzi Ba'amira Ba'alme. So Taisu says that the Gemara means that it's not a shibud. It's not a shibud to work. If it would be only a shibud, that Aviv will only have a shibud to work, so it'd be meichelim, so finish, it doesn't have to work anymore. It's more, he has a kinyan mashkin. He has a kinyan in him. So therefore, so stamazoi, you can't be mafkir this kinyan with a diba baume, when yaitse bemir baume. You need a get shichel. Avolinye mitzvah is loy, but in Rabbi Yisurim, akinyin aguf l'gabi Yisurim, that means in momenis, it's more than a shibud. He's koni loy l'avoide. But l'gabi Yisurim, l'gabi mitzvahs, he doesn't have any bailus whatsoever. So that's why he can't eat trume. The kinyin isur is machel betrume by neve knani. We heard the thesis in the beginning of Amon Lekoyin Godol brought down a Gemara in Krisis that Hifker Avdoi, he also is eats Trume. Amachusa get Shichar, eats Trume. If he holds Mafka Avdoi Tzorch get Shichar, there's no mominess whatsoever. There's only a Kinyanisa. So here you need a Kinyanisa and a Odoin does not have a Kinyanisa in a in the Eved Ivri. V'ho d'shori b'shivcho knanis. Now, this is a very pertinent question. If he doesn't have a kinyan isa, so why is he muta b'shivcho knanis? And by missing the arishoinim that are chaylik on tois, listen, they say he does have a kinyan isa, and that's why he's muta b'shivcho knanis. Now we have to be miyashiv ha-gemara. But al koponim, tois just said black and white, there's no kinyan isa. So why is he muta b'shivcho knanis? Hainu mishum shetzorich sheyave desrabei bein bayoyim bein balayla, because he has to work at night also, kedersiv kemishne schar socher avotcho, the socher kol yerachmonim. Now, we have to understand what the Taisvah's answer in Davne Meluyim, in the Chuvis, Simen Yudzayim, says as follows, loy havi noisi ba'ani yusi. I don't understand Taisvah, he says. The imu osur b'shifche, Taisvah says the kasha, there's no kinyan in Yisurim. And therefore he's also b'shifche, that means there's no kinyan isa. V'chi mishum shetzorich lavedes rabbi b'laylo yase isa? So there's a problem over here. The Odin needs avodim. What about Shabbos and Yom Tov? Also, I mean, yeah, he's zicha mitzvah, but da machen panusse. I mean, that's zicha napshaten in Toisvis. Also, levadivri lechalos Shabbos and Yom Tov lezorich rabbi. Umayshno iser shivche shiye mutal aboides rabbi. And the avni meluim lives by akash. Amoyer dike kashe. Doesn't understand Taisvis. He blows by Akasha. Lule de Mistafine, I thought perhaps we could explain a little bit what Taisvis is saying. The Issa to take a shifche, le'siya kadesh, le'siya kodesh, which these are the Yisurim which apply by an evident shifche, the Torah answered a beer b'li issues. A beer, the Torah answered znus. That's the issa. Rashi in Chumash says, "Laisiya kedeshe mufkeres l'znus." Let's talk about who in a kedeshe is an issue that's mufkeres l'znus. So that's called you've been kaveya yourself l'znus. The Torah answered znus. Maybe one time doesn't fall into that, but al koponim the yisod ha'iser is the Torah asadznus. And Rashi says further ve'iser livel shivcha. Rashi says why it is also to be boil a shivcha miyachesh and kedushin toivsim leibo is called bilaisa bilaznus. That's also znus. So it's one iser. A kedesha that's mufkeres l'znus, a shivche that's not mufkeres, but kedushin is in taifis. So the whole bee is nus, and the Torah asad's nus. The Torah asad's nus. So that's awesome. L'chayre, let's just go one more nekude. The Torah was mater abiy shel ishus. Verkehrte Teure was Mater, and there's a mitzvah, boi yule bosarechot, and sherexus benosoloi, in the ones that are permitted to be megareya. These are, abiyah shel ishus is a mitzvah, and abiyah shel znus is also. But there's another inyan in biyah. There's an inyan of lifreis velilbois. There's a mitzvah of pruvu. Not als that's a, but there's a mitzvah of pruvu. L'chayre als the mitzvah of pruvu. L'chayre, that doesn't fall into the category of znus. It's not ishus, but it's not znus. It's lifreis velilbois. I mean, we had yesterday, we learned, kol ha-mezana misapeches. Znus is not priya v'rivya. Znus is the nos taiva v'biya, that's znus. Without anything more than that. But l'chayre, if a person wants to be boil an isha, without ishas, l'shem priya v'rivya, l'chayre, there's a mitzvah, lifres v'lirbois. So it could be the teretzes, but my dear friend, that was a shifre. Because a shifre is not mekayim peiveribye. It's not misyaches achob. So if it's not misyaches achob, so that's at the mitzvah of livris velirboy. So what is it? It's not peiveribye. It's not ishus. So it's also tak. It's also minat teire. But if the teire said that it's mutl on the eved to make sure that the adon should have avodim. He isha vilodeo tiel adoneo. That the adon, it's mutl on you to see that he should have avodim. So that is a bia of piriya v'rivya, not for yourself, but that is your shibud. So then the whole isha falls off. That means, so this is not called a bia shel znus. It's called a beer lifleis velirbois, but not for yourself, because it's not miyaches achel, but for the odin. Could be that is pshat in Taisvis. So Taisvis is saying that the posik is materit, but Taisvis, that's the gather advom. Not pshat is the Torah was mater. Not pshat the Torah was mater. That means, let us say, von nekude. That means what will be, that's this is 100% true, if a person And Avedivri will be Mishamish Bemoich with a Shivcha. Or you'll have a Shivcha's Kaine. So then Chas V'Sholem. Then the Zichr no Heter. The Zichr no Heter for an Avedivri to be Boil a Shivcha. That's no Heter, that's Nus. The whole heter is that, the whole heter is, if the shivcha is a bas bonim, so it's mutl on the eved to lifreis velirbois that the odin should have bonim. Could be that's pshat and taisvus. Vimtaima, so taisvus asks, the mashma, the mitaima, the konile rabbe, yesh loy lifter. That the Gemara says that, means if it would be koni le rabbi, have a kinyan iser in him, no. Then he understand very good, toishe v'socha lo yoichel boy. But since it's not koni le rabbi, so memele, now you have a problem. So Taisva says, v'aloi evitnani gufoi chaye v'pesach, lemandi omar noshim berishin chayve. And Evaknani is also chayav b'kolm pesach, even though it's gufay koni. But for leman di omer rishus mikol mokim shori lechol pesach. V'och eksiv lo yoichal boy. So the Taisus doesn't understand the whole Gemara. The whole Gemara is coming to tell me that what? That the Moses I would understand the posik if he would ever kinyan a guf and understand lo yoichal boy. So the Taisus, how do you understand lo yoichal boy?
So Taisva says, that's not lo yoichel boy. That since it's gufoy konoy, so memele, he can only eat a korban pesach, that he's a money on it from his rabbi. Since he's koni to his rabbi, so only from rabbi's korban pesach he can eat. I'm not his rabbi. That's lo yoichel boy, but I'm not his acher. And the Neviknan is also the same thing. So the Gemara said, elo la'afnuye. So the Gemara said, the pasuk cannot be coming to tell us. The pasuk is not coming to tell us that an Eved Ivri should not eat a korban pesach, because there's no kinyan aguf. So kochoch, the pasuk is coming, it's miyuta. Ve'im taima, v'chi b'shvil lafnuye kosav sheker. So they said, we never find such a thing. Afnuye means that what halacha that the pasuk is saying is, I could figure it out myself. The pasuk was written to make it lafnuye, so I could be able to learn out of gzeira shavu. Chi b'shvil lafnuye kosev sheker, the kosev lo yechel boi vein oichlem. V'amri dik uluk mikro besoche v'toyshev oivet keichavim. That what the Gemara says, ela lafnuye, the Gemara means, so the pasuk is not coming to tell us legufei. It's coming to tell us a halacha, which I know already. Not the halacha of Toshav Socha, that's for sure not. It's coming to tell us a halacha that a girl Toshav. And the goy is not permitted to eat a korban pesach. The kluk mikro besocha v'toshav v'kechom. U'mikro mokim l'gufa l'yitzarech. Le'odiv mi'orul ben eicho. So that means that the whole pasuk is miyuta. We have to understand. Rashi and Chumash says that on this pasuk of Toshe v'socha lo yeicho bois, Rashi is speaking about a ger Toshe v'nagoi. And Rashi says, why do you need a posik? He's an ol. So Rashi says he was an arvi mol. So the posik is coming to tell us that he's a mol. He's not allowed to eat truma. And eat a korban pesach. So it's not miyuta. And that what Taisva says, that it's clear enough from Ben Necho, l'chayre,
the Taitcha Benechops mission is Nakro Maisav Lovish Shabashamayim. A girl Toshev is a ganz feine guy. He's Makabal, Gomes the Besen. He's Makabal Alatsamai, the Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. So I don't understand, Klo, why it is Meyuta, why, from the Posek of Oral Beinecha, I know already a girl Toshev and a guy. Basically, about Kaponim, that's what Taisra says. The Posek is coming for Ger Toshev and Goy, and that is also Miyuta, and that's why it's Miyuta. Bad Yadosh, but Mechil Tahochi Toshev, Zeger Toshev, Socher, Seho Ivet Kechavim. Vim Taima, but given the Lo Ivet Kechavim Le Yitzterech, since you don't need this. So this Posek is also... Is now the Posek is Miyuta, and it's coming to tell us that we make Gzeira Shove Tumah from Pesach, we learn out Tumah from Pesach. Because the Posek by Pesach is Miyuta. Lichtev Toshev Socha Yoichoboy Venukn Mibi Yisrael Lafnuye. So, why do you have to talk about a Goy? Tanu Taichin Toshev Socha. We have already a Toshev Socha. Toshev normally means, Nirtzam, and Socha means, So say Toshev Socha Yoichoboy, and it's Miyuter and us. Why do you have to, a new Taichin Toshev Socha? Nukle Bisrael of Nuye, Vam Rabbeinu Yitzchok, Dim Kain, Avimash Megzere Shovel Lahoko. He says, no, that would be Shreklach. That means if it says, by Pesach Yoichel Boy, so it would come out that the Vakert Yoichel Boy, so I would learn out Gzere Shovel Lahoko, Vavidarshin Gzere Shovel Lahatir Oinon Be Pesach. So I would say it's just like, the halacha is that Noinan is mutter by Truma, Noinan is mutter by Pesach. That's the Yoichel Boy. Vaho the Yalfina lekamon the Oinan also be Pesach. I'd later we have a limbod mixere shava the mimenami mice. We have zere shava for mice shiny. Avedoshioch, aber between a lesser orl be mice, kiddle come on. So that means that if it would say toisha besocha yoichel boy, I would make the zere shava fakert. So that is why it says lo yoichel boy. And speaking about Akub, so the Gemara asks, "Vakati mufne mitzadechadu?" It's mufne mitzadecho. V'shamina leila Rabbi Lozer da Omo mufne mitzadecho lemeidin meshivin. Mufne mitzadecho is lemeidin meshivin. So meila, it's only by trum. It's not miyuter. So it's only miyuta by Pesach. So it's lemeid meshivim. So the Gemara says, given the legufa eloi tzorich, you don't need toisha besocher by kolben Pesach. So you have two extra words, toishav besocher. Is shadi chad alomeid v'shadi chad amalameid. So you have one extra word by Pesach. And one extra word we'll put by Trume. So now we're here. So it's called Mufne Mishnei Tzodim. Babalek Zeri Shove Mufne Mishnei Tzodim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Veshamina lei l'Rabbi Lezer d'Oma mufne mitzad echad l'meidim imein l'hoshiv v'yesh l'hoshiv meshiv v'kan yeshuv et mal l'Pesach sh'ken chayav n'ol k'dolel kam peg mitzvus chalitze shamina l'Rabbi Lezer d'Oma mufne mitzad echad l'meidim umeshivin tektoni cholzo b'smeil psula v'Rabbi Lezer machshe. Vomrine my time, the Tanakama Yalav regal me mitzaira. Well, in a regal me mitzaira. Der Sivbei, Alboyen, Ragloi, Ayemonis. you put the shemen abayin ragla yimonis, v'kro yiseiru, v'kiv nirsiv al dam ha'oshom, so I know it's yimonis, v'dam ha'oshom ksiv v'regl yimonis. And it says Yemonis, so it's miyuta. It says Yemonis by Yad, by in Yad, regal regal, by in the by in regal. Lachalitza we learn out, oizen oizen lirtzi, everything is Yemin. Rebeleza marsha chalitza besmoel bloy goma mi mitzoyre, dikla mifrach, mala mitzoyre. Shekein torn eitz eres ve'eze v'shni talasi kilen ad chalitze v'metzoyre. U'makshin en osam rabbi lezer layav regalagum v'metzoyre v'sanyi v'nayin l'ritziya shibi yamin. Ritziya he does loy nad oizen oizen. V'shni en oizen oizen mufne. V'shnei tzodim regalagalay mufne. V'avar gav d'gzeyre shove mufne mitzad echadu. The regal de metzoyre mufne. Il v'regal chalitze lay mufne parchinam. So kim no gufa loy tzoch loy tais loy soch loy evshul matvini ki b'shtay klal have loy trei kroy yisairi shay chad alom et chad am alamed mufn mishnei tzodim di v'hak lamed im mishiv na filo yesh lo hoshiv just let's learn tais v'shod di chad alom et v'chad am alamed so tais says v'ave ki luksiv hocha toishiv shloy rotzairich v'hocha sochish shloy rotzairich so mele by both by the lamed and alamed it says miyuta. What kind of gzeir shov is this? Avishab gzeir shov, kedetanit ve'rabi Shmuel zuhi shive zuhi biyah.